Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith heads back to Washington, having won her Senate race in Mississippi against the Democrat Mike Espy. A racially charged campaign in a state described as having the most racially divided electorate in the country. Today, Democrats in the House are meeting behind closed doors to elect their next leader. Will it be Nancy Pelosi? And senators have emerged from a briefing today criticizing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told them degrading ties with Saudi Arabia over the murder of a journalist would be a mistake for national security. Oh, and the president is giving out interviews. He's not happy with his Fed chair or GM or that climate report. Let's bring in ABC Politics Director Rick Klein. Hi, Rick.
Hey, great to be with you.
So a lot going on, but talk about these interviews with the Washington Post, Politico, the president fuming with Fed chair Jerome Powell, his appointee, for the slow raise of interest rates. President saying he might or might not meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the upcoming G20 summit in Argentina, but he won't interfere in the Russia investigation and doesn't believe in climate change. He said one of the problems, a lot of people like myself, high levels of intelligence, we're not necessarily such believers. You look at our air and our water, right now it's record clean. What jumps out at you?
I think the through line here is that the president is frustrated by a couple of facts. One is forces outside his control, whether that's the Fed chair or the Mueller investigation or some other world actors and world powers. We're seeing Trumpism tested both at home and abroad. And I think the economic indicators with the announcement from General Motors this week, with the Federal Reserve's decisions on interest rates, are maybe a little bit problematic, maybe a little troublesome. And I think the foreign policy indicators with the president set to go to the G20 later in the week are also problem signs. And I think the restiveness on Capitol Hill around his foreign policy, around domestic policy, it's all beginning to catch up with the president. And I think that's coming through in the frustration that he's airing.
When he spoke about Saudi Arabia's crown prince again, who the CIA has ordered the assassination of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, he said the CIA was not did not confirm that, and that Mohammed said he didn't do it. It's being said that it's the media that is making this a pile-on against the administration, but Republicans are pushing the administration to do more. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday.
What obviously happened, as basically certified by the CIA, is completely abhorrent to everything the United States holds dear and stands for in the world. So some kind of response to that certainly would be in order.
And so where do you think this is going?
I think there's a growing frustration inside the Republican Party over the way that the president has handled the issue with Khashoggi. And I think it's going to come to a head in a vote as soon as today. Yemen is a war that the Saudis have been supporting for some time. And I think there's growing frustration about American involvement in that. And I think you're seeing a bipartisan effort around that. And I think ultimately a president who is standing pretty much alone on his denial about the Saudi involvement in this killing and his support for a Saudi regime that has less and less popularity, frankly, inside the Senate.
Yeah. Well, senators are fighting over this must-pass spending bill. It has to pass to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of next week. Where do you think that goes?
I think the president is pushing any advantage he can, and he's using the headlines out at the border to try to press it. He's also talking about the possibility of an exit ramp on this and maybe finding some other money to do border wall funding. But he is being told by a lot of his advisors that this is the best moment to try to get that border wall. It's not going to happen when the Democrats take over the House. And he is even saying publicly he believes it's a winning political issue. So I think the combination of factors suggests that we are headed to some sort of a potential government shutdown next week. Democrats think they've got more sway with this than they have in the past. Republicans really don't want to see this happen, but they have a president who's pretty adamant on the point.
Yeah. What about Nancy Pelosi? Does she have the support finally to become the next speaker for the Democrats in the House? And by the way, if she does, what happens to the Democrats who very publicly fought that?
She almost certainly does have the votes to become the future speaker. No one is actually opposing her. The vote inside the House Democratic Caucus is just yes or no on Pelosi. There will be some no's. And I think she's conducted something of a political clinic in trying to minimize those no's and send the word to many of the would-be no's that isn't a productive strategy. But she is such a shrewd operator, and I feel like that Trump and what he's been doing the last couple of weeks has probably helped in his own way, maybe not the way he intended, in teeing this up for her, because the stability, the discipline that she showed in trying to pursue the speakership once again is really exactly what the Democrats need. And I think more are coming to that realization that, yes, there are generational challenges and there are ideological challenges for the Democrats, but Nancy Pelosi knows how to do this job, bottom line, and she will almost certainly be given the opportunity to do it again.
Okay, we're talking about all the fights going on and the funding that's being asked for. One is the fight over money for the border wall. The president says he wants $5 billion more, would be totally willing to risk a shutdown over it just in the few seconds we have. What happens here?
I think the funding is likely to be a compromise, but I wouldn't underestimate the president's willingness to go to a shutdown over this. He believes that this is the moment to press his advantage on this, and he thinks it's a political winner.
And there's already a mess at the border. Rick Klein, politics director at ABC News. Rick, thank you.
Thank you.